Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The impersonalists, the fruitive workers, false logicians, blasphemers, non-devotees, and lowest among the students' community are very expert in avoiding the Krishna consciousness movement, and therefore the inundation of Krishna consciousness cannot touch them. Purport. Like the Mayavadi philosophers in the past, such as Prakashananda Saraswati of Banaras, modern impersonalists are not interested in Lord Chaitanya's Krishna consciousness movement. They do not know the value of this material world. They consider it false and cannot understand how Krishna consciousness movement can utilize it. They are so absorbed in impersonal thought that they take it for granted that all spiritual variety is material. Because they do not know anything beyond their misconception of the Brahma Jyoti, they cannot understand that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is spiritual and therefore beyond the conception of material illusion. Whenever Krishna incarnates personally or as a devotee, these Mayavadi philosophers accept him as an ordinary human being. This is condemned in the Bhagavad Gita 9.11. Avajananti mam mudha manusim tanumashrita param bhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. Fools deride me when I descend in the human form. They do not know my transcendental nature as the Supreme Lord of all that be. There are also other unscrupulous persons who exploit the Lord's appearance by posing as incarnations to cheat the innocent public. An incarnation of God should pass the tests of the statements of the Shastras and also perform uncommon activities. One should not accept a rascal as an incarnation of God, but should test his ability to act as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For example, Krishna taught Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, and Arjuna also accepted him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But for our understanding, Arjuna requested the Lord to manifest his universal form, thus testing whether he was actually the Supreme Lord. Similarly, one must test a so-called incarnation of Godhead according to the standard criteria. To avoid being misled by the exhibition of mystic powers, it is best to examine a so-called incarnation of God in the light of the statements of the Shastras. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described in the Shastras as an incarnation of Krishna. Therefore, if one wants to imitate Lord Chaitanya and claim to be the incarnation, one must show evidence from the Shastras about his appearance to substantiate this claim. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurulmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vancha Kalpataribhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So I beg for the blessings of all Vaishnavas that have assembled here, that you may grant me your mercy and blessings so that I can speak something of value. These are very high topics, esoteric topics, and I don't think I have the qualification to speak on these topics, but by your mercy I'll be able to speak something of value that may be of use to you. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is shown by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He actually mentions how, in this chapter, Lord Chaitanya in five features, how the Lord comes in five features. Yeah? Pancha tatvatmakam Krishnam, bhakta rupa swarupakam, bhaktavataram bhaktakhyam, namami bhakta shaktiram. So he comes with Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya Prabhu, and the Shaktis. Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and Advaita Acharya Prabhu, they are all Vishnu Tattva. They are the worshipable. And then Advaita Acharya Prabhu is the worshipper. Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu is the worshipper, Shakti. And then Srivas Thakur is the unalloyed devotee. Yeah. So the Shakti is on the left-hand side. And, you know, the associates on the right-hand side. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and he is the combination of Shri Shri Radha and Krishna. Yeah. Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. And he comes to, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, in the mother's mood, yeah, as Krishna, to see how Radharani enjoys the service, pure loving devotional service to him. And in doing that, he also creates another rasa, which is the highest, which is the Audarya ras. And so he comes and they, with his associates, and they not only relish it, but they give it. Whether qualified or not, they give it to everyone. So Lord Krishna is selective in giving it away. He even explains in the Bhagavad Gita, instructs, don't preach to the faithless, he says to Arjuna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, whether faith is there or not, qualification is the patra, apatra, na dekhile. He doesn't see whether someone is fit or not. Just give them Krishna Prem. Inundate the world with Krishna Prem. So he especially comes from that. And he gives the highest. Before this, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, you know, we see even in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned everyone goes to Vaikuntha. Yeah, that was the, destination for everyone. So awe and reverence was the main thing. And even we see in Hinduism, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, you know, there was all sorts of demigod worship, this, that and the other. Worshipping Lord Vishnu, Narayan was there in, you know, bits of it, some. And that too, there were many divisions, like the Pushti Margis. They did not recognize Srimati Radharani. They just recognized Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Sri Krishna as Bal Gopal. Yeah? Because they thought, you know, these past times, Srimati Radharani is not married to Krishna. Even that, statement is made. So we can see that no one had the conception of reality. This is the reality. Yeah? And we are all, those who are on the search for truth, they could not find the ultimate destination. So at that time, all this was not available. Yeah? And even if it was available, then there was segregation. That, you know, only people from India could, you know, worship Krishna or follow the Vedic way of life. And even then in the Indian way of life, there's so many divisions, you know. You are from Gujarat, you are from North, you are from Bengal, you are from South. So everything, whatever everyone followed was different. So even someone who was born a Hindu, like I used to always question that, okay, if I am a Hindu, he is a Hindu, why is he following that? That guy is a Hindu, he is following something different. He is a Hindu, he is following different. And then even if you are born in Gujarat, then the Kathiawadis are different, the Surtis are different, and Ahmedabadis are different. So all these divisions, segregation, there's so much confusion. And obviously, what did that lead to? That led to loss of faith. So Hinduism was being given up by Hindus. Yeah, I mean, not in the sense that they gave up, but there was a loss of faith that the process works. And the process didn't work, because you can't keep God in a closet in the house, you know, pray to him, and then go out and do any nonsense. You know, that process just doesn't work, because God wasn't there. The form was there, but the substance wasn't there. So then, if that was the, you know, case of India, what to speak of the West? You know, Christianity. Prabhupada always mentions, you know, okay, you are a Christian, but then, you know, what about the Ten Commandments? What about thou shalt not kill? You are not following that. So you are not a Christian. So, you know, Prabhupada used to make that as the main argument against the Christians. You know, if you don't follow the Ten Commandments, which are basic, then you are not following it. And then Islam, you know, there is this thing about jihad, the holy war. Anyone who doesn't believe in Prophet Muhammad is a kafir, is an atheist. And so, wage war against them. Terrorism, you know. So similarly, you know, Buddhist, Lord Buddha came, basically, you know, to show compassion to the animals. Yeah, animal killing was going on, you know, in the name of the Vedas, misinterpreting that. So, because that was being done, Lord Buddha came. Krishna came as Lord Buddha, and then he took the people away from the Vedas. He said, don't follow the Vedas, you know. And then he gave the eightfold path, yeah, and he brought people to that Nirvana platform, having compassion on the animals. But today the Buddhists are eating meat. The basic concept for which the incarnation came, that is not being followed. So we can see that how religion can be misinterpreted. What to speak of that? The Supreme Personality of Godhead comes in his compassionate mood to give it to everyone in his Avadarya Ras. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his earthly pastimes in 1534. Yeah? And Bhaktivinoda Thakur was born in 1838. So it was 304 years. In this time, Krishna consciousness was nearly extinct. There were only some Babajis who were following it. You know, like Gorkeshwar Babaji, Jagannath Das Babaji, you know, all the predecessors who were there to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they were following it. Very few. Mostly it had been misinterpreted. And the Sergias and everyone, you know, all the different upper sampradayas, they had taken over. So even though when the Supreme Personality preaches within 300, which is, you know, in those days people used to live at least for 80 years, you know, 8 fours are 32, say 4 generations. Within 4 generations it had gone. So this process can't be taken for granted. It can be, you know, spoiled easily. But then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, you know, he brought, you know, the reality to the people. You know, especially when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, it is shown in Bengal, but in all over India, you know, there was the caste system, which was very materialistic. The Brahmins never allowed the Shudras to go into the temples. And the Shudras used to say, I mean, I remember I was born in India, and when I was born also it was practiced, you know, to a certain extent in the villages and all. So the Brahmins used to never allow the Shudras to go. And the other caste, they were not, you know, allowed to access to the Vedic knowledge. And the Brahmana themselves, you know, their duty was patan, patan, jajan, jajan. You know, to read the scriptures, to acquire knowledge, to preach it, and to advise the other classes in how to live a God-conscious life so that the earth can give all the necessities of life. Yagyarthe karma, anyatra lokoyam karma bandhana. So the Brahmins were expert. in preaching that to the other classes and living a very simple life. So they lived by begging, Madhukari. They lived by begging. Why? So that their integrity wasn't compromised. Today in ISKCON, we initiate people in Brahmanas because to do deity worship. You know, we are not real Brahmins. Real Brahmin is a Brahminical consciousness, which means you live by begging, not to compromise your integrity. And you advise the other classes freely. So you are independent. You look after your own, food, clothing and shelter needs. And you exist just to advise the society. So it was a life of full sacrifice. It is not that, you know, I can work somewhere. Prabhupada mentions this, you know. I work in a factory, you know, during the daytime and I perform some pujas and I'm a Brahmin. Or even in ISKCON, you know, because I go on the altar and do some worship, I'm a Brahmin. No, that is a post given so that you can worship. And our worship, Prabhupada said clearly, is in the mode of awe and reverence. It is not worship to Radha and Krishna. It is worshipping in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan. So it is awe and reverence. So therefore, the Brahmin initiation and the initial initiation, first initiation is given so that we can worship in the mood of awe and reverence. But it doesn't mean that that person is qualified. That person can only be qualified when that person has a Brahminical consciousness, which means they look after their own needs, you know. Even people used to beg to, you know, not do anything else. And with that, they built up the purity and renunciation were there. Otherwise, the other classes won't follow you. The Kshatriyas are allowed sense gratification because they put their lives on the line. But they won't do that unless they have sense gratification and power. You know, the other classes, the integrity is compromised. So, unless they enjoy the power, unless they enjoy sense gratification, they won't put their life on line to fight for the country. So they were given that. So you are given world of duality, you are given the responsibility, and you are given certain rights. The Vaishyas the same. You want to do business, you know, but do only Krishi Goraksha Vanijyam, you know. Today we say, I have a Vaishya propensity, so I can do any business. No. This thing is very restricted. Krishi Goraksha Vanijyam. Some Vanijyam, Prabhupada makes clear in his speech. Some Vanijyam. It is not that I leave Krishi, I leave Goraksha, and I am doing business, and I am a Vaishya, and I am following my propensity. No, that is a nice excuse for, you know, I am making money, and I am chanting my 16 rounds, I am following 4 regulative principles and I want to go back home, back to Godhead. It is not that simple. It doesn't work that way. You know, at least not the way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed. You know. So, Vaishyas and then Shudras. Shudras, they had to serve the other classes. You know, today's, you know, we say professional. Everyone wants to become a professional. Who is today's professional? The doctors, the lawyers, the accountants, the computer programmers, that is a Shudra activity. All of that. Because there is just skill in those. Just skill. But when these people with skill, they should work under those who have purity and renunciation. Then only their work can be guided into sacrifice. Otherwise, all they are doing is whimsically doing what they want. And Prabhupada said this, that, you know, I haven't been able to establish Varnashrama Dharma. He gave the highest because he wanted us to taste the highest. But if we don't have basics, then how can we, you know, keep on tasting the highest? Therefore, as soon as Prabhupada left, so many devotees left. Because till Prabhupada was there, his purity and renunciation carried on the movement. When it was not there to that amount, then people leave because their faith is shaken. When they see others taking over, their faith is shaken. So, In Varnashara Dharma, if you see in Srimad Bhagavatam, the description of the Shudra qualities, we will be ashamed, you know, to call ourselves, you know, that I am taking the Vaishnava path. I am not even a Shudra actually. The Shudra is such an elevated position. He is selflessly serving the other classes without taking upon himself. Because he knows, he has complete faith that in doing that, I will go back home, back to Godhead. And then the Brahmana and the Kshatriya and the Vaishya, they respect him for that. They know that without the legs, nothing can happen. The arms and the brain and the, belly, they can't do anything without the legs. The legs are needed. So each class knew the importance of the other. And they all work together. So unless that is followed, you know, we can't even have Varnashram Dharma. What to speak of, you know, International Society of Krishna Consciousness. That is a very high state. So before this, it wasn't available. This knowledge also wasn't available. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he gave us this knowledge. He told us that the reality is different. This caste system which you are practicing, that is all nonsense. And so, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, you know, private sessions at Srivast Thakur's house, you know, everyone who was a devotee, whether they were from Shudra community, Kshatriya community, Vaishya community, everyone was there. Everyone was there. You know, they were invited. And actually, you know, in his private group, there was his private group. But externally for preaching, everyone was there. Everyone was given the opportunity. Thus, you know, showing the reality. The reality is, Supreme Lord says, Mamai Vamsha Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. You are all part of me. And therefore, you know, qualitatively one with me. So therefore, even the animals have the qualification to become devotees. And because of that, even today, Janananda Goswami Maharaj, wherever he goes, he, you know, gives us some time to this, that, you know, he shows how animals in his, you know, they also attend Mangal Aartis, you know, come in time to, take prasadam, you know. So, this process is so powerful that even that can be done. But along with it, the process is of information and transformation. So, if the transformation is not there, if, you know, of course, someone can say, I have certain propensities, and when they are engaged, you know, they are being purified. Yes, they are being purified. But are we also taking authorities who are pure and renounced? Unless that is done, then it can just end up in devotional service in the mode of ignorance and passion. And it can create a lot of doubts, lack of faith, and instead of attracting people, people will start going away. So you can have numbers, you know. We have so many devotees, we have this thing, the numbers will increase. But there's dilution of purity and renunciation. Because this thing, no one cares. Pure and renounced, yeah, you know, that guy, you know, you can ignore him. But, you know, someone is a professional, yeah, you know, you come, you know, you show us your skills. But unless those skills are directed under purity and renunciation, it won't work. Therefore, the Lord, when he established Varnashrama Dharma, three classes, the Brahmin, the Vaishya, Brahmachari, the Vanaprastha, and the Sannyas, three classes were renounced and going for purity. Only in the Grahasthashram was the mixture allowed. So the Lord is saying that respect purity and renunciation. Not the success of this material world. But we have that propensity goes that I can keep my feet in both and I'll get both. No, probably we'll end up with none. Or we'll make a little bit of progress like that. So, what is written in the scripture, it shows, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives us this process. And when he gives, then what happens? You know, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, you know, they are having big, huge posts. Prime Minister, Finance Minister in Nawab Hussain Shah's government. But they don't say, okay, I have that, I have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose mercy. So I will, you know, follow both. No. to do the job, they give up everything and they join full time. And they establish the 5,000 temples in Vrindavan. They excavate them and they write scriptures, you know, which are today the basis of our movement. Therefore, we come to know. Therefore, we have the knowledge of what reality is. Because otherwise, as in 300 years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preachings also, you know, were diluted and disappeared. The same thing is going to happen now. You know, we have Srila Prabhupada's disciples amongst us. As time passes, they won't be there. And then, you know, we have to have that purity and renunciation. And where are we going to look for? You know, of course, the disciples of their disciples are there, but things are also getting diluted. Yeah? So, we can see that Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they gave their full time wearing, you know, loincloths and all, but they did the job of establishing the basis for the movement. So, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bought the highest from Krishna Golok Vrindavan, Golokera Prema Dhana, which wasn't available till that time. And he gave it to everyone, you know, opening the seal of the storehouse, giving it to everyone, qualified or not qualified. And then these Goswamis, they established his preaching movement, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Yare deke tare kaha Krishna upadesh, amara agya guru haya. So, you know, he said to the Brahman, and the same process is for every one of us, to preach from wherever we are. So, the Goswamis established that, and then it was taken further by their disciples, like that. And today, you know, like, by their mercy, Prabhupada spread it all over the West. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had that knowledge. You know, the knowledge of reality. But, the essence of that knowledge, you know, is very important to always remember that, because that can easily be lost. Unless the other classes are guided by purity and renunciation, nothing will work. Nothing will work. Therefore, Prabhupada showed that by building 108 temples without having a single penny in 10 years. And now, you know, like, he, without any computers and all, he used to write to temple president in 108 temples, and he used to run by himself. But today, you know, all the leaders combined, they can't agree to one issue. You know, many times. There are so many compromises. Because everyone has their own views, which are of course good. You know, there has to be a discussion and dialogue. But we have to go back to, you know, what the scriptures say. Are we following that or not? That question has to be brought out in all meetings, in all decisions and everything. What do the scriptures say? And how can it be applied to present day circumstances? Like that. So, we can see that this, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and he gives us this rasa, you know. Now, even a neophyte in Krishna consciousness who comes, something attracts him, you know, because it is the highest, the prasadam or the kirtan, this or that, something, you know, attracts him. And the knowledge of the six rasas, you know, the five main rasas, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brings that to us. No one knew before that. Before that, even though Lord Ramchandra also had those, yeah, but still Vibhishan and, you know, Sugriv, even though they were on Sakya Ras with Lord Ramchandra, they were very careful about how they spoke to Lord Ramchandra. You know, they had complete respect. And then, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brings us this Krishna's pastimes from the real Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, and his devotee. That Krishna, actually, his Sakyaras was completely different. He took pleasure in being beaten up, you know, in carrying his, friends, in losing to them, you know. So all these rasas and mellows, they awaken in us. That is a completely different paradigm. You know, just knowing that the Supreme Personality of Godhead also, you know, even though he is Parashya Shakti Vivadaiva Shruyate, He is the master of all energies. Nothing exists without him. Nothing spiritual or material. Everything emanates from him. And yet, all he wants to do is to be a simple cowherd boy and depend on others. You know, give pleasure to them. Become their servants. Become the servant of their servants and serve them. He takes pleasure in that small, you know, that small service. And that is what inspires everyone. You know, that is what inspired those devotees who Prabhupada was feeding for 2 years. And none of them, you know, asked, can I help you? Cooking so many chapatis by himself. Everyone used to come, eat and go. For nearly 2 years. You know. But the effect came when, you know, Keith, Bhakta Keith, he said, Prabhupada, can I help you? You know, can I? And then he started making rolling chapatis. Kirtanananda Prabhu. You know, Kirtanananda Swami. Like that. So, when these pastimes are so attractive, they inspire us to come to that humility which is the basis of all bhakti. You know, without which nothing can move in bhakti like that. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us all this. And he not only the knowledge, but also a society to practice it in. But it can be, we should remember, can be lost easily. If we do not go back again and again to the basics, but apply that, oh yeah, this is, you know, today, this is what works. So being practical, I want to be practical. No, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita never advises being practical. He gives, if you are practical in the mode of ignorance, that is sinful. If you are practical and act in the mode of passion, you will attain misery. There will be misery. No matter if you have, you know, big structures, you know, management and organizational structures. If they are working in the mode of ignorance and passion, sinful activity and misery will be the result. Only in the mode of goodness, when practical, being practical is in the mode of goodness or transcendence, will it work. Otherwise it won't work. So we have to be very careful, you know, this gift that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. You know, these, we see, you know, Gaurakishwar Das, Babaji and all. They could have been, I mean, he was a businessman. And he was earning good money. You know, he could have, you know, organized ISKCON better. But he took, you know, he worked on his own purity first. Why is that? Because that is of essence. That is of, you know, it looks good. You know, if I have the power and I say, I sit on this committee, that committee and that committee, that it is very nice to name that. And that seems to be very nice today, you know, networking and, you know, having your name. But that is not Krishna consciousness. The real Krishna consciousness is as the acharyas gave us. Why? Because Krishna says, we have to follow it in the mood of the gopis. Vargena ja. Vrajavadu vargena ja kalpita. And that was the topmost. And Krishna consciousness is for that. It is not to, you know, in the modern this thing, I have both and I have, you know, I enjoy it. We can enjoy, yes, that is available. I mean, even in the offensive stage of chanting, you can attract matter, material things. Haridas Thakur said. So that is available. But unless the mood of the acharyas is kept, then we can easily get confused. And like it, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings were lost in 300 years, just four generations. And, you know, it can easily lose. Now we are right in the heart of Kali Yuga. We can easily lose it. We can have lots of devotees. And we can have lots of temples and all. But is the mood there? Is it in the center? Is it even available? Oh, I think I'm doing some service and I'm carrying on with my own things. And that is Krishna consciousness. We have to question that. Whether it is really what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. So I'll stop there and I'll ask if there are any questions, comments, realizations.